This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Officials say testing for COVID-19 in Colorado isn't where it needs to be yet, but the state has set an ambitious goal to do several thousand tests per day. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Scott Bookman, the state's COVID-19 incident manager, says one thing is needed for more tests.
This really needs to be a broad-based strategy for testing done in partnership at all levels.
This week, the state partnered with Colorado State University and a Denver company to expand testing. Mark Johnson, executive director of the Jefferson County Health Department, says counties rely on those partnerships to get tests.
Counties have a limited number. The state has a limited number. It's a huge patchwork quilt.
As the stay-at-home order is lifted, some public health experts worry about the lack of tests. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
CDOT says be ready for snow and winter driving conditions on the I-70 Mountain Corridor and across northwest Colorado tonight through tomorrow morning. Motorists engaging in essential travel should expect 5 to 9 inches of snow at the Eisenhower Tunnel and Vail Pass on I-70, as well as at Berthoud Pass and Rabbit Ears Pass on US 40. Heavy snow is also forecast for Cameron Pass on State Highway 14. High winds are also expected. Motorists are urged to heed the governor's stay-at-home order, especially when it's snowing, because CDOT's top priority is to keep roads clear and plowed for essential freight and emergency services. Coming up on the program, the U.S. is calling for more tracking and surveillance to stem the spread of coronavirus. Such technology is already heavily used in other countries, fueling debates over COVID surveillance versus privacy. That in-depth report is next on All Things Considered. And CPR health reporter John Daly joins Morning Edition host Mike Lamp to discuss what to expect as Colorado enters the next phase of coronavirus response, including the reopenings the governor approved for next week. We'll have that story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 66 and cloudy in Denver, 61 mostly cloudy in Colorado Springs, 66 and mostly cloudy for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.